So according to the British Telegraph, at the telegraph.co.uk, a British man has given birth to a son. The man who used to be a woman has become the Britain's first male mother by giving birth to a son. Yeah, believe it or not. In fact, there's a picture. I can't even stand looking at it. I got to scroll up here a little bit. The man, who is believed to be in his 30s, was able to carry a child after taking female hormones to reverse the effects of his female-to-male sex change treatment. The Telegraph understands that the man, whose identity has not been disclosed, is from West Midlands and is in a long-term relationship. Medical ethics expert called for a full inquiry into the issues surrounding transgender births, saying the interest of the child should not be risked to fulfill the rights of the adult. Although this individual changed his gender to male, the man in question was able to give birth last year because his womb was not removed during the original sex change procedure. And it is possible for men who were women, if you're following along, who have functional ovaries and uterus, to become pregnant while still identifying and living as a man. So, you know, I hope this child is going to have a long, healthy, fruitful life and have loving parents, whether it's a man or a woman, I'm not sure. But medical science, in my opinion, has gone cuckoo, for lack of a better term. I'm Dana Pritzer, and that's today's commentary.